first question that we have is, when the war started in 1939, how old were you, and what did you think of the war, or what did your community or your friends or relatives think about the war?
Well, I was, I graduated when I was 18 and 43, so that would have made me about 14 years old.
Okay.
Of course, at that time, you know, my age, you didn't think too much about it. But we knew that Great Britain was going to get into it, and if they did, why, we would too.
Okay. Do you remember where you were Pearl Harbor Day, when Pearl Harbor was bombed? That would have been in 41. So that
I was at home.
Okay. And how were you listening to the radio? Or
we found out later on that day that we listened to the radio, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next Monday, while Cimarron High School had to listen to President Roosevelt declare war.
Okay. Yeah. Was there any feeling of, as soon as I can, I'm going to go to the war in the community? Did some people immediately enlist, some young men, or?
No. At that time, they had the draft on, and you didn't have to worry about enlisting.
Okay.
You was going to go regardless whether you enlist. Some of them did, knowing that they was going to get drafted.
Okay. When did you register to vote? Or, sorry, did you register for the draft when you were 18?
Do
you
yes, remember? I did.
Okay. And that was, everyone in the community did that?
Yes.
And then was there a draft board of local people who?
Yes, there was.
Okay. So you were not drafted then until 46, or did you enlist in 46?
Oh, I was drafted before, but I didn't pass the physical on account of I had bad knees.
Okay. Okay. And if at that time you wanted a deferment for whatever reason, like family or farming, you would go in front of that board?
Yes.
Okay.
You would have to, yes.
Okay. Any other memories about the Pearl Harbor Day? Do you remember what you felt or what you thought?
Well, I thought that was a treacherous thing for them to do.
Mm-hmm. Did you read about the war daily or listen to the radio about the war news as it, you know, from 39 on? Or?
Well, of course, the war came home real sudden because Dwight Roberts was on the battleship Arizona.
Oh.
He was from Cimarron, so mm-hmm. That brought it home real quick.
Okay. Were there other young men in the community that were in the Army before Pearl Harbor then? There were?
Yes.
That had joined previous to the war starting, or?
They joined or was drafted.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. So you think that most people were drafted rather than enlisting?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Before Pearl Harbor, anyway.
Right.
And then after Pearl Harbor, a lot of them enlisted.
Okay. And they would have enlisted for what? I mean, why would they have?
Patriotic reasons.
Okay, patriotic. Okay, now during the war then, you had the medical reason why you were not drafted. And then in 46, were you drafted or did you?
I was drafted.
Okay, and the medical problem had gotten better or?
No. They just got more relaxed on their people that inspected you.
Okay. And when you were drafted, where did you go? What about that induction? Where did you go for the physical? Where did you go for?
Fort Warren, Wyoming for the physical.
Okay.
And I was inducted in Fort Riley.
And what?
And then I went to Fort Bliss for basic training.
Okay. And what is the induction ceremony like? What do you do?
They just swear you in the Army, so.
Okay. And it doesn't, the real part doesn't come until you're at the training fort? Okay. What was basic training like? What did you do?
Well, it was fairly easy. It was anti-aircraft basic. It wasn't infantry basic.
Okay.
So we just marched mainly around the camp, and then we had went out on the rifle range and learned how to shoot the M1, which was in the middle of the desert. And by the time you got off your turn at the range, your rifle wouldn't even work anymore, so you had to clean it.
Oh, because it was
sandy. Yeah, it was so dirty it wouldn't fire anymore.
Okay. What, now Fort Bliss, describe maybe the food, the where you, I guess, lived, or the sleeping and all of that.
Well, it was basically, you was in barracks just like any other.
Mm-hmm.
Infantry or whatever in the army. You knew you was in the army because you went to just like everybody else, but we didn't have the long marches like the infantry did.
Okay. Did you choose anti-aircraft, or did they put you in there?
No, you didn't choose anything when you was drafted.
Okay. All right.
But they had 1 5-mile hike and I was barracks guard the day they had that, so my knee didn't come into anything until I got over in Japan.
Okay. Okay, so the training consisted of maybe short marches and shooting the M1.
Yes.
Okay.
And the aircraft basic, more or less. It wasn't infantry basic.
Right.
It wasn't near as rough as infantry basic.
Were there other people from this community that were in your group going through, or did you know anyone?
No, most of mine was from Chicago, and it didn't take you long to get to know people in the Army.
Is there any particular individual or experience during basic? How long was basic training?
6 weeks.
6 weeks. And did you get to do anything fun during basic training?
No.
No. You were just mainly on base?
Right.
Okay. Was there any particular individual or experience or memory that you have about basic training?
Oh, we got to. We had a drill sergeant. Well, actually, he was a corporal that we made sort of fun of, but not to his face. He sort of had a high voice.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody was there for a purpose, so.
Was it different meeting the young men from Chicago?
Oh yeah, they was Polish, most of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they was different than the people than I was used to, but they was friendly and we got along fine.
Mm-hmm. What was the food like? I would think it would be sort of a shock for you, having lived here and then go into the Army with the food and the clothing and all of that.
The food didn't bother me a bit because I wasn't very finicky about eating and anything they put before me. As long as it looked good and tasted good, I ate it.
Okay.
And particularly on that one day that I was the only one around, the cook cooked the eggs like I wanted them and everything like that. So that doesn't happen very often in the Army.
Why were you the only one around?
I was barracks guard.
Now, what does that mean?
Well, you always have rifles and stuff like that in the barracks, and your personal items.
Uh-huh.
You're to stay there and see that nobody comes in and steals anything.
Oh. And what the term is bear?
Barracks.
Barracks.
Guard.
Okay. All right. Well, good. I didn't know that. Did you have... I've always heard of KP. Did you have other work that you had to do other than your basic training, like cleaning or anything like that?
Well, you always cleaned up around your... And then you had latrine duty.
Okay.
Which was extra. And then I didn't have very much KP, but yeah, I had some.
What were you able to take when you went into basic training? What did they let you bring from home, or any, if anything?
Just brought your personal, your toothbrush and stuff like that. That's it.
Okay. But no, like, photographs or clothing or...
Well, you whatever you could carry on your body.
Okay.
In your billfold or whatever.
Okay. Okay, anything else about the basic training? The other question is, when you got over there, was the training sufficient for what you did in Japan?
Nope.
No, what did you do when you were sent abroad?
Well, it was the Army of Occupation.
Mm-hmm.
And I took anti-aircraft basic, and they put me in the infantry when I got over to Japan. So you had no, you knew how to shoot the M1,
mm-hmm.
but that's it.
Okay.
Then you had to learn, they had to teach you
mm-hmm.
what you were supposed to do over there for the Army of Occupation.
What was your major duty over there?
I wasn't really over there long enough to find out.
Oh, okay.
But they tried to march you every day and every day and every day, and I just could not take it.
Oh,
I see. On account of my knee, and then they finally did it by tape measure. They measured, one knee was an inch bigger than the other one. And then they asked me whether I'd rather go home, or I said I'm willing to stay in the Army,
mm-hmm.
but I just can't walk every day and every day.
Mm-hmm.
So they sent me home.
Okay, when you went over there, and you were still sort of in training once you got over there,
right? Oh, yeah.
So you didn't have an assigned that you went to a certain part of Japan and had certain duties?
Well, they knew that when they sent us over there, but I didn't.
Okay.
That town we was at was Otsu, Japan.
Okay, and close to, can you locate that, where it might be?
It's just a small town.
Okay.
And we did have a little bit of a earthquake. Barracks shook 3 times.
Okay.
And that's the first time I had that kind of experience.
Mm-hmm.
And then also they had coal heaters in your room that worked real good. But they changed over to steam heat, I'm telling you. Half of the time he was freezing to death, and you had to go outside and take showers in cold water and no heat. That was an experience.
Had these barracks been built by the United
States?
They
used to be Japanese barracks.
Oh, okay. Okay, and how many people would have been stationed there in that small town?
I imagine a company.
Okay. And were there other people? You went with your basic training
yes.
group.
Yes.
And did you encounter anyone else from this area when you were over there?
No.
No. And did you go via ship, or were you flown over?
To ship.
Okay, and how, from?
Seattle to Yokohama. Yokohama, I think. Okay. 16 days.
16 days. Was this your first experience being on the ocean?
Mm-hmm.
What was that like?
Well, it was an experience. I'll tell you, I didn't ever get seasick, but a lot of people did. You had a duck, because people was always heaving, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a little gun turret that we always went and set in when we was outside. On deck. Then the seas got so rough one day that they wouldn't even let us go out there.
Oh. Now, in the gun turret, you were sort of guarding, or?
No. No, it was just, the metal was about that thick.
Oh.
And it was a Marshall Victory ship, but they used it mainly for transport then. But
okay.
You know, they didn't have to have the guns anymore after the war was over.
Okay. All right. And the Marshall Victory ship, could you explain that a little further?
Well, it was mainly a transport. It wasn't a troop transport ship, but it did hold about 1,200 people.
Okay.
But they had a lot of goods on there that it transported to.
To Japan?
Yes.
Okay. To help in the rebuilding of Japan.
Well, that and supply, army supplies, what they needed, and
okay,
and officers, cars, and whatever.
Okay. When you were in Japan, did you get out of that small town? Were you able to travel to other?
I never did. I wasn't there long enough to get a furlough or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to go to, when they finally decided to discharge me or be on my way, I went to the hospital at Kyoto, which is a fairly large city, and it was a summer palace of the emperor.
Mm-hmm.
So it was pretty good and a nice city.
Were you traveling by yourself then?
Oh, no, you never did travel by yourself in the army, but you always had two or three people with you, and they always took you by ambulance when you was in the hospital.
Okay. And you went to the hospital simply to be discharged because of...
Well, being... And then I went... I got on a hospital ship when they took me home, and it took 30 days for that, because they're slow moving.
Okay.
And we had to go to the Philippines and Okinawa and pick up people.
Okay. And the hospital ship was picking up soldiers who had been injured or had a condition.
In some way or another was on their way to getting it.
Okay.
A discharge.
Okay. And what was that like on the hospital ship?
Well, it was just slow moving. I mean, it was an experience too, because you had all kinds of people on there and you had to stay away from them. I know one time a guy was on the bunk right next to me, and the nurse was doing something to a patient, and that guy just up and tried to slug her, more or less. He was, you know, you had all kinds of people on the board ships.
Mm-hmm. Was it, so you had your own bunk, but it was a hospital ship, so there were medical facilities, nurses and doctors
mm-hmm.
on there,
mm-hmm.
but because you really weren't critically injured, did you have any experience with them?
Oh, I was ambulatory.
Okay. So you could walk around
and
take care of yourself. And that took 30 days. Did you get to get off the ship when you were in the Philippines?
No. A lot of people, some of them did, but they got in trouble too.
Well, we're glad that you didn't get in trouble. when you left home and went to Fort Bliss, went through your training, and then did you take a train to Seattle? Is that how you got to Seattle to get on the ship?
I took a Pullman.
Oh.
I didn't take a regular army.
Okay.
But I took a Pullman, yes.
The whole company took a Pullman?
No,
just you?
I just went by myself.
Oh.
That they give you a leave between, I think, 10 days or something like that.
Okay, and you came home?
Yes.
Okay.
And then I got on. I took a Pullman because at that time, well, I could have flew out as cheap as it was taking that Pullman,
mm-hmm.
but I took it.
Was that your first train ride? No.
Not the first train ride, but first Pullman.
Okay. All right. Maybe you need to explain the difference between a Pullman and a regular train, I guess.
A regular train ride is just on a chair car, and you have no sleeping facilities.
Okay.
A Pullman, you do. You can sit in a chair, or then you have your a berth that you can sleep.
Okay. And the dining?
And then your separate dining, yes.
Okay. Was that a good experience?
Yes, it was.
Were there a lot of other servicemen on it or not?
Well, yeah, of course. They wasn't going to the same place I was.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What was it like when you found out, when did you find out that you were going to Japan while you were finishing basic training?
Well, after I got to Seattle.
Oh, okay. All right. What was that like? To know that you were going across the ocean.
No, just another experience.
Okay. Did you, I know that you were only over there, you said 7 months, but did you write home, and were you able to receive mail?
No.
No.
Because they lost my name was misplaced, and I didn't get any pay, didn't get any mail, didn't get anything. I had to borrow $25 from one of my friends to even have spending money on the way home.
But I take it they found your name sooner or later.
Well, after I was discharged, yeah.
Okay. So you were almost non-existent in the
yes.
Army. Well, so there was no way you had of communicating with your parents?
No.
Were they worried when you were sent to Japan?
Well, no. I don't think so.
Okay.
Because the war was over with.
Right.
But, you know, some accidents could still happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I tried to volunteer in the Air Force right after I graduated from high school, and my mother was so against it that I soon let that go.
Mm-hmm. Were you the only son in your family?
No. I had three brothers. One was in the Navy, and one was in the Air Force, and the other one was in the Army.
Are you the youngest?
Yeah.
Okay, so well, no wonder she didn't want you.
Well, three of them already went. That's just about broke her heart when she thought I was going too, so I just couldn't do that.
Mm-hmm. Was there not a rule at some point where a family... they wouldn't take all the sons, something like that?
Well, sort of like that, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they meant by here, I guess.
Did, okay, so your brothers then enlisted
before... No, they was drafted.
I'm sorry. They were drafted before Pearl Harbor or after Pearl?
After.
After Pearl Harbor. And did they serve in the European theater in Europe or in Japan, or the...
Well, the one in the Air Force was stationed in England, and they flew to 25 missions over Germany. And then the other one that was in the Army, he was in North Africa. He was a MP and a chauffeur a lot. And then the other one was in the Navy, and he was on a merchant ship, I think, just a part of the Navy that manned the guns.
Okay. Now, they were able to write home, and you were able
oh, yes.
to family.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember some of the things that they wrote home about, or some of their experiences?
Well, of course, the one in the Air Force,
maybe you should give his name.
Millard.
Okay.
Was in the Air Force, and of course, he couldn't, you know, talk about what kind of missions he was on. Just say that it was all right.
Okay.
But Dallas, the one that was in the Army in North Africa, he wrote about his experiences about driving for the colonels, and of course he couldn't say anything about what he was guarding or anything, but
mm-hmm.
I think mostly he was just a handyman or a chauffeur for the big shots.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the one on the merchant marine?
Merchant ship.
Mm-hmm.
When he was in the Navy. He wasn't in a merchant marine.
Okay.
He was a Navy cadre or whatever you call them on a merchant ship that manned the guns in
okay.
case they was attacked.
Okay. And,
his name was Francis.
Francis. And then they stayed through the end of the war? They stayed in their service until the end of the war?
In Europe.
Okay. And then they came home?
Yes.
Okay. But no specific... Well, right, you said they really couldn't. Did that... Because they were in there, did that make you want to go when you...
Well, yeah, I wanted to go, and I wanted to join the Air Force, but like I say...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and that's understandable. When they enlisted, or when they were drafted, then they were over there. They didn't get any leave until after the war, until they came home after the war, correct?
They got a leave after the basic training, yeah.
Okay.
Before they went overseas, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And why would they have selected, for instance, the Navy rather than the Army? Or did
at the time they went in, you didn't select.
You didn't
they
select.
Put you.
Okay. Okay. So they just drafted.
But it
you.
Was in the early part of the war when they went in.
Okay.
See?
I guess I thought even with the draft, you got some choice of what you did, but evidently.
Well, you could. After you knew you was drafted, then you could volunteer for and try to get into Marines or the Navy or whatever.
Oh, I see. Okay, well, I'm glad you're explaining that. Okay, do you remember when they left home? Did they all leave at the same time?
No.
They were staggered.
Whenever they was different ages and left is according to their age. Dallas went first, then Miller, then Francis.
Okay. Okay. Any other, when you were in Japan, you didn't have an opportunity really to be with the Japanese people or the culture.
Oh yeah,
you did. What was some of
the especially after I got in the hospital because all the nurses were Japanese.
Oh, okay. I guess I didn't know that. And could they speak English? The nurses.
I don't recall. I don't think so.
Okay.
But you had to have some kind of contact with them because the only way you could get a haircut over there would be with yen.
Okay. So the haircut.
So you had to sell cigarettes or something like that for yen in order to get a haircut.
Did most of the soldiers smoke?
I'd say probably most of them did, yes.
Okay, and you would, but you weren't getting paid. How did you have money to, for instance?
Cigarettes are free. Red Cross give them to you.
Okay. Were they the unfiltered ones, I'm assuming? Or did?
Unfiltered or filtered, making it out. They give you a whole carton.
Okay. What else did the Red Cross do?
Well, I can't tell you exactly, because that's all they would have done for me. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
How did you spend your time? I mean, when you went over, you were into another kind of training that involved that you did a lot of marching.
Mm-hmm.
But you weren't assigned to any duties yet because of that, right?
I mean, no, you're still in, basically in the camp area.
Okay, so how did you spend your free time?
Would you play cards and stuff like that?
Okay, and what kind of cards would you play?
That was pitch.
Okay.
Not much poker. I didn't play any poker either. Wasn't in the army long enough to learn all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Did they have, I don't know, a library? Did they have entertainment for you on base? Like, I don't know, movies or entertainers coming in?
No. Not that I agree.
But didn't it sort of get?
It's monotonous, I guarantee you.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, and they, you know, they had them honey buckets.
Okay, now explain that.
No, that's fertilizer.
Okay.
And they have a long plank, mm-hmm. long sort of a trailer with two wheels on them that haul it out to their rice paddies that way.
Oh, okay.
They throw anything away.
Okay.
And then, thank God that was in winter time when I was over there, because you can imagine about it was in the summertime.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the base was staffed partially by Japanese? Japanese worked on the base?
The Japanese is one that's supposed to take care of the furnace and keep the hot water and everything going, but he went to sleep half the time and let cool water to shower in and cool barracks, cool bathrooms. I remember that as long as I live.
You thought you'd probably never get warm.
Yeah, and that's probably the reason I got pneumonia.
When you were over there?
Yeah, you had to go outside to go to take a cold shower, mm-hmm. shave, and cold water, in a cold bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had to go back inside through that cold air again. Of course, this is natural. If you was prone to get pneumonia, well, you're going to get it.
Right. Well, were you issued heavier clothes from the Army?
Yeah, but you didn't wear that when you went out to take a shower.
Okay. All right.
You just had a robe, more or less, and, you know, it don't protect you very much.
Right. Sounds like hard duty to me.
But it was walking pneumonia is what I had.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't.